USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al-Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
President Biden is getting another negative report card as he enters his second year in office.
President Joe Biden's approval ratings are taking a hit as he enters the second year of his term. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Andrew on Fox Business Network says he thinks things aren't going to get any better for the American people.
I think there's going to be more problems because, frankly, with all that they're doing with the vax mandates and some of the other issues are only going to increase inflation because there are going to be more dollars running after less goods because some people aren't going to get the vaccine, and when they don't, then they're not going to be able to work in certain areas.
An AP poll found more Americans are now identifying as Republicans than Democrats. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As expected, another COVID-19 variant has emerged, a subvariant of Omicron called BA2. It's in 40 countries, including the United States, and is under investigation by UK health officials. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As more U.S. lethal aid has arrived Tuesday in the Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby explains the Pentagon's stance for offering 8,500 U.S. troops to NATO allies in the region.
The actions that Russia appears to be taking to threaten its neighbor further and to potentially violate further Ukraine's territorial integrity certainly make things more tense on the European continent writ large. What I can tell you is that we remain committed to the alliance and we absolutely remain committed to bolstering the capabilities of NATO's eastern flank to the degree that they desire that extra support. It's not about I don't think anybody wants to see another war in the European continent, and there's no reason why that has to occur. This could be solved very easily by the Russians de-escalating, by moving some of these forces away, which they haven't done. And so NATO, as a defensive alliance, and it is a defensive alliance, has a responsibility to its members to make sure that they're able to defend themselves if needed. And that's the spirit in which the Secretary has made these early heightened alert decisions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.